挥手呢就很好了。
That's how I told her I loved her when I left this morning.
我今天早上也是这样对她表示的。
It is great to be here with you.
我能来到这里呢，非常的好。
Thank you, Oak Ridge, for loving Jesus.
谢谢这个教会呢，谢谢你们爱耶稣。
Thank you for loving your leaders and loving your recently left Pastor Brad.
谢谢你爱你们的，谢谢你们爱你们的领袖，也谢谢你爱你们的刚刚离开的 Pastor Brad.
Thank you for loving each other.
也谢谢你们彼此相爱。
And thank you for inviting others along to see how multi-ethnic relationships work.
也谢谢你们邀请不同的人来到这里来看这个多种族的敬拜是怎么样子的。
And thank you, Claire, for translating for me this morning. You won't thank yourself, will you?
我尽其所能来帮助翻译，但是呢，常常做的不是很好。
Claire does a fantastic job and did a fantastic job last time I was here. We are praying for you as a fellowship as you seek a new lead pastor.
我们在这里呢一起来来为寻找新的牧师呢在祷告。
It is an opportunity for the church to step up when leaders leave.
当牧师离开的时候呢，会众呢就是要站起来。
Our passage this morning will talk about that.
在我们今天的信息里面呢，我会谈到这个。
The question we ask is on the screen.
我们今天要问的问题呢，已经在屏幕上了。
What has someone done for you this week to show you they love you?
你这一周有没有什么人做了什么事情表示他们爱你？
You can read what is on the screen.
你可以看到这个屏幕上的文字。
10 gift ideas that will make someone love you.
有十个你可以送的礼物可以使人爱你。
What have you done this week to show someone you love them?
你这一周又做了什么事情来表示你爱他们？
Is it any of these?
有没有这当中的一项？
Take a moment and look at them.I have not done any of them.
我没有做任何其中任何一项。
Have you?
你呢？
Loving someone is hard, isn't it?
爱一个人是很困难的一件事情，不是吗？
This is someone's view, and they posted it on the internet of love.
这个呢是有某人的一个观点，就是这样子的礼物呢，就表示你爱他们。你觉得呢？
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm just glad I'm married.
我很高兴我已经结婚了。
I don't have to do all of these things anymore.
我不需要做这些事情当中的，不需要再做这些事了。
Or do I?
那我还是需要吗？
Let's read together.
让我们一起来读神的话语。
I'll read through the passage and then Claire will read through the passage after me.
我们先读英文，然后呢再读中文的。
It's in John 21, starting at verse 15.
是约翰福音21章从第15节开始。
After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, Peter replied, you know I love you. Then feed my lambs, Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, Peter said, you know I love you. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. A third time he asked him, Simon, son of John, do you love me?Peter was hurt that Jesus asked him the question a third time. He said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said, then feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were young, you were able to do as you liked. You dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted to go. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and others will dress you and take you where you don't want to go. Jesus said this to let him know by what kind of death he would glorify God. Then Jesus told him,Follow me. Peter turned around and saw behind him the disciple Jesus loved, the one who had leaned over to Jesus during the supper and asked, Lord, who will betray you? Peter asked Jesus, What about him, Lord? Jesus replied, If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? As for you, follow me. So the rumor spread among the community of believers that this disciple wouldn't die, but that isn't what Jesus said at all. He only said, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? This disciple is the one who testifies to these events and has recorded them here. And we know this account of these things is accurate. Jesus also did many other things. If they were all written down, I suppose the whole world could not contain the books that could be written.
约翰福音二十一章十五节，他们吃完早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊，我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。”耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”彼得转过来，看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就是在晚饭的时候靠着耶稣胸膛说：“主啊，卖你的是谁？”的那门徒。彼得看见他，就问耶稣说：“主啊，这人将来如何？”耶稣对他说：“我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？你跟从我吧。”于是这话传在弟兄中间，说那门徒不死。其实耶稣不是说他不死，乃是说我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干。为这些事做见证并且记载这些事的，就是这门徒。我们也知道他的见证是真的。耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一的写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
Thank you.Jesus simply asks us this morning, "Do you love me?"
主耶稣今天早上就问我们一个简单的问题，说：“你爱我吗？”
Every time we read Scripture, we see a challenge.
当我们来读经文的时候呢，我们都看到一些的挑战。
We have two this morning.
今天早上呢，我们就有两个的挑战。
Challenge number one is simply this: love requires humility.
第一个挑战呢，就是。要爱一个人呢，我们需要有谦卑。
When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep, feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." So Jesus said, "Feed my sheep, follow me."
他们吃完早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”
In Matthew, it records this. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question: "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself."
在马太福音第二十二章三十四到三十九节是这样子记载的：法利赛人听见耶稣堵住了撒都该人的口，他们就聚集，内中有一个人是律法师，就试探耶稣，就问他说：“夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？”耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。”
When we say "Do you love me?" to someone, what are we actually saying?
当我们来问一个人说“你爱我吗？”问这个问题的时候，我们到底是在说什么
？We are saying, "Am I the most important to you?"
我们其实是在说，
对你来说，我们是不是最重要的？
Do I matter to you?
我们对你是不是很举足轻重的？
Will you do anything for me?
你愿不愿意为我做任何的事情？
When we say I love you, we are telling that person that he or she is more important to us than even ourselves.
当我们告诉一个人我们爱他们的时候，其实我们是在对他们讲说，他们对我们来说是更重要的，甚至比我们自己还重要。
So how do you prove to someone you love them?
但是呢，你怎么样来证明你爱他们呢？
This is my daughter and her, my now son-in-law.
这个呢，是我的女儿和女婿。
My oldest daughter, Delaney, got married last weekend.
这位女儿呢，上周呢，结婚了。
First marriage in of my children.
是我的孩子当中第一个结婚的。
Wonderful ceremony, wonderful celebration.
是，一切都很好，那个婚礼呢，非常的精彩。
My daughter and I were waiting to walk up the aisle at the ceremony.
我女儿和我呢，就在等待在那里呢，等着要一起走过那个红色地毯呢，走到牧师那边。
We were arm in arm.
我们他就牵着我的手臂。
Just before we walked up,
就在我们开始要走的时候呢。
We are both emotional people.
我们都是非常容易感情激动的人。
She looked at me and said, "Dad, I love you."
他就看着我说，爸爸，我爱你。
These words are so precious to me.
这些字，这个话呢，对我来说呢，非常的宝贵。
I always want to hear them.
我非常的，我随时我都想听见他们。
Except when we were standing right there.
但是呢，我跟他一起站在那个地方的时候呢，我不想听这个话。
These words made me cry with joy.
因为这些话让我高兴的流泪。
I cried and I cried a lot.
我哭啊哭哭哭的很多。
We still needed to walk down the aisle.
但是呢，我们还是仍然需要去走过去的。
My nose was running.
我的鼻子呢在流鼻水。
My tears were running.
我的眼泪也流下来。
My face was red.
我的脸呢也变得很红。
It looked like I was upset that my daughter was getting married.
看上去呢好像我不太高兴我女儿结婚一样的。
I am crying and my daughter is happy.
我在那哭，但是呢，我的女儿呢，非常的开心。
Isn't love great?
但是你觉得爱是不是一个非常精彩的一个很好的事情啊？
The things we do for love and for others.
我们为爱的人所做的事情。
In love, we treat people more important than we treat ourselves.
在爱里面，我们对待别人呢？比我们对待自己呢，还把他们更看重。
Notice what Jesus adds the first time he asks Peter, "Do you love me?"
你注意到第一次耶稣问彼得说你爱我的时候
，He says, "Do you love me more than these?"
他说你爱我胜过这些吗
？Jesus could have been referring to Peter's career as a fisherman.
他也许指的是彼得的作为渔夫的这样一个职业生涯。
Do you love me more than your job? Do you love me more than your abilities? Do you love me more than your calling?
你是不是比爱你的工作，比爱你自己的能力，比爱你的呼召还更爱我
？Jesus could have been referring to the miracle of large fish they just caught.
也许耶稣指的是刚刚他们抓到的那么多的鱼，那么这样一个神迹。
Peter, do you love me more than creation, more than the miracles I bless you with, more than what you have?
彼得，你是不是爱我？爱我创造所有，为你创造的这所有的一切，也为了这个刚才这个奇迹和你所有的一切呢
？Jesus could have been referring to the other disciples.
他也许指的是另外的一些门徒。
Do you love me more than these other disciples? Do you love me more than you love them?
你爱我是不是胜过你爱这些门徒
？Perhaps Jesus was gently looking back to a few nights earlier, just before he was arrested.
也许耶稣呢，只是回看几天以前他被抓走的那一个晚上的事情。
Jesus told Peter that Peter would betray him.
耶稣当时呢，耶稣告诉彼得说，彼得会背叛他。
Do you remember this?
你记得这个吗？
Peter said, "Even if all others fall away on account of you, I never will."
当时呢，彼得对耶稣回答说：“说众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。”
Even if I have to die with you, Jesus, I will never disown you.
我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。
I am ready to go with you to prison and even to death. Peter thought of himself more capable, more devoted than any of the other disciples.
彼得呢，以为他自己比其他的门徒呢更有能力，更愿意舍身。
But the truth is, he was not.
但是事实呢，他并不是。
Peter's courage failed, and he deserted Jesus just like the other disciples.
他呢，并没有做到他所说的，并且呢，他和其他的门徒一样呢，遗弃了耶稣。
What God was simply asking now.
耶稣，也就是神，他在问的到底是什么呢？
Am I the most important to you, Peter?
彼得，我是不是对你来说最重要的？
Am I more important to you than your own pride?
我是不是比你自己的那个骄傲更重要？
And Jesus looks the same to each one of us.
耶稣也是这样看我们每一个的。
And he says, do you love me?
他在问我们，你爱我吗？
Does Jesus come first in our lives?
耶稣是不是我们生命当中的第一位的？
Am I most important to you?
我是不是你最重要的？
Does what matters to me, Jesus, matter to you?
是不是耶稣所看重的事情也是你所看重的事情？
Peter reminds us that Jesus Christ knows everything.
彼得呢，也提醒我们说，主耶稣呢，他知道一切的事情。
So he knows whether we love him.
所以呢，他知道我们到底爱不爱他。
Peter says, you know that I love you. You know everything, Jesus.
彼得说，你知道我爱你，你无所不知。
Is there something or someone in our lives that rivals Jesus?
在我们的生命当中，有没有什么人或者什么事情超过了耶稣？
Maybe a relationship.
也许是一段的关系。
Maybe job or money.
或者是工作或者金钱。
Maybe your worry or sports.
或者是你的焦虑或者是你的爱好。
Maybe desires you have.
或者是你想要你的欲望。
Your children.
你的孩子们。
Fear.
你的恐惧。
Comfort.
你的舒适。
Our culture.
或者你的文化。
Wanting miracles.
或者你对那个奇迹的那个向往。
This virus.
还是这个病毒。
Or do you love Jesus?
你爱耶稣吗？
What is stopping us from making Jesus the most important relationship we have?
是什么让我们不能把和耶稣的关系作为我们最重要的关系？
What is stopping us from fully following Jesus?
是什么让我们不能完完全全的跟随耶稣？
Jesus left heaven's perfection to come to earth for us.
主耶稣离开那个完美的那个天国来到这里是为我们
to suffer and die,
是来这里受苦受死
to raise from the dead,
从死里复活
and to bring us to heaven with him,
把我们跟他一起带到天国
This is love,
这就是爱
This sacrifice wins our hearts,
这种牺牲赢得了我们的心
and his love can only be satisfied with nothing less,
我们他的这个爱不能用更少的东西来回报
than a deep personal love on our part called obedience through faith.
我们应该回报以深切的个人的和他的很深的关系。
And he says, follow me.
他说跟随我。
Challenge number two.
第二个挑战呢，
Love requires a change.
爱意味着要改变。
We prove our love to others by putting them before us.
我们要向一个人证明我们爱他们呢，就是把他们放在我们自己的。
What is another way? What is another way we prove to someone you love them?
你有什么办法可以证明你爱一个人呢？
We change.
我们就是用我们改变来证明。
Please notice the change that love brought Peter.
你请注意到那个爱给彼得带来的改变。
Jesus says, "Feed my sheep and my lambs."
主耶稣对他说：“喂养我的羊。”
Feed, it means to teach, to give, to be an example.
喂养就是表示说要教导，要给予，要做榜样。
Sheep and lambs, the young, the old, the mature, the ones who aren't very smart.
羊呢，有老的，有小的，有那个不是很聪明的。
Everybody.
就是所有人。
The focus for Peter's life was no longer about Peter.
彼得的生命的中心呢，不再是彼得他自己。
It was about reaching out to and serving others.
而是变成了要去侍奉别人。
He was to disciple them.
他要去使他们做门徒。
I think we are drawn to Peter because he just wants to be with Jesus.
我想我们很认同彼得，因为他就是想要和耶稣在一起。
We see him walking on water to get to Jesus.
我们记得他在水面上行走，要去到耶稣那里。
We see him jumping out of a boat in this chapter to run to Jesus.
就在这一章里面呢，我们也看到他从渔船里面跳出来，跑到耶稣那边去。
Peter knows that the best place is to be with Jesus.
他知道呢，最好的地方呢，就是在跟耶稣在一起。
Many of us here know this well too.
我们当中的很多人呢，也是这样认为的。
We cannot wait to spend time with Jesus.
我们急不可待地想要和耶稣同在。
This is why we love to be in places where we sing and talk about Jesus.
这就是为什么我们喜欢来到我们可以来歌唱来谈论耶稣的地方的原因。
But Peter needed to learn that part of loving Jesus is loving others.
但是呢，彼得呢需要学习，就是爱耶稣的一部分呢，也意味着要爱别人。
It's about bringing Jesus to others and others to Jesus.
也就是要把别人带到耶稣面前，把耶稣带到别人面前。
First John says this, Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Whoever claims to love God, yet hates a brother or sister, is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen, cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command, Anyone who loves God must also love God.His brother and sister.
约翰一书的四章十一节、十二节和二十章二十节到和四章的二十和二十一节里面是这样讲：亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的就当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
We prove we love Jesus by loving others.
我们怎么样来表示我们爱耶稣呢？我们就是靠着爱别人。
We love others by introducing them to Jesus.
我们怎么爱别人呢？就是我们把耶稣介绍给他们。
And letting them see the love of Jesus through us.
而让他们呢，通过我们呢，看见耶稣的爱。
Ultimately, love brought Peter a cross.
最终呢，这个爱呢，把彼得呢，带上了十字架。
Love costs.
爱是要付出代价的。
It cost Peter.
彼得为此付出代价。
It cost Jesus.
耶稣为此付出代价。
It costs us.
我们也要为此付出代价。
What is keeping us from loving Jesus?
到底是什么让我们不能爱耶稣呢
？What is keeping us from loving others？
到底是让我们是什么东西让我们不能爱别人呢
？What is keeping us from changing？
到底是让我们什么东西让我们不能改变呢
？Have we made salvation selfish？
我们是不是把救恩据为己有
？We soak in Jesus' love, but we never tell anybody else about it.
我们沉浸在耶稣的爱里面，但是呢，我们都不愿意告诉别人。
Knowing Jesus makes me feel so great.
认识耶稣让我们觉得这么的好。
We come on Sunday to hear again how much Jesus loves us.
我们来周日的时候，我们来到这里呢，来听耶稣是怎么样的爱我们。
And we go home filled with joy because He does love us.
我们回家的时候呢，我们就充满了喜乐，因为我们知道他爱我们。
We call this worship.
我们就把这个叫做敬拜。
And we call this following and loving Jesus.
我们就把这个当作叫做跟随耶稣，爱耶稣。
But following and loving Jesus.
但是呢，跟随和爱耶稣。
Means we enjoy the presence of Jesus.
意味着我们享受他的同在。
And we introduce Jesus to others so they can enjoy him as well.
也意味着我们把耶稣带给别人，以至于别人也可以享受他的同在。
We cannot love Jesus unless we love others.
如果我们不爱别人，我们就不能算说爱耶稣。
We need Jesus.
我们需要耶稣。
Our world needs Jesus.
整个世界需要耶稣。
Oak Ridge Baptist needs Jesus.
兴旺爱堂需要耶稣。
Vancouver needs Jesus.
温哥华需要耶稣。
Our change is where others see Jesus.
我们改变了，别人才可以看见耶稣。
These are the great challenges.
这些呢是很大的挑战。
Humility and change.
谦卑和改变。
So how do we meet them?
我们到底怎么样做到呢？
Aren't they impossible?
到底可不可能呢？
We need encouragement.
我们需要鼓励。
We need motivation.
我们需要有一个动机，有一个动力。
Two things with our last about encouragement.
关于鼓励呢，有两件事情。
Love requires
爱需要
that God faithfully forgives.
爱需要神。
From all accounts, this is not the first time that Jesus has seen Peter.
在所有的记载当中呢，我们看到这一次呢，并不是耶稣第一次见到彼得。
Since Peter wanted nothing to do with him before the cross.
在彼得背叛不认耶稣之后。
But this is the first time we hear Jesus and Peter talk together.
但是呢，这次呢，是我们第一次看到在主耶稣复活之后呢，耶稣和彼得彼此谈话。
I wonder what Peter was thinking.
我就在想，不知道彼得是怎么想的哦。
What would Jesus say to him?
耶稣会跟他说什么呢？
Why has Jesus seen him a few times but not said anything yet?
但是为什么耶稣跟他见过几次面了，但是之前都没有说什么？
Was Jesus angry with Peter?
耶稣会不会对他很生气啊？
Was he hurt by Peter?
对不会觉得很伤痛？
Was he bitter?
或者是很怨恨？
What might we say to someone who has been hurt or who has hurt us or betrayed us?
如果有谁背叛了我们，或者是伤害了我们，我们会想对他说什么呢？
Do we even want to see them again?
我们到底想，甚至可能想不想见他们？
Why has Jesus waited so long?
为什么主耶稣等了这么久？
Is this the day that Peter's been dreading?
是不是彼得是不是就是害怕这一天的到来？
Is the lecture from Jesus coming?
是不是耶稣要对他讲一大篇的道理？
Is Jesus going to get his revenge?
耶稣是不是要对他进行报复？
Jesus says, come and eat with me.
耶稣说，过来和我一起吃饭。
Spend some time with me.
和我一起来度过一段的时光。
Do you love me, Peter?
他问彼得说，彼得你爱我吗？
Jesus, the offended,
耶稣就是被伤害的那一位，
starts the conversation.
开始来对话。
He invites Peter in.
他把彼得叫过来。
Jesus, the one who was deeply hurt,
耶稣是那一位深深的被伤害的，
invites his betrayer to a meal.
但是呢，他却去邀请背叛他的人来一起吃饭。
Peter, I miss you.
他好像对彼得说，彼得，我想你了。
Peter, come spend some time with me.
来，彼得，来跟我一起度过一段时光。
I love you, Peter.
我爱你，彼得。
Jesus does not publicly embarrass him or scold him.
主耶稣并没有当众的羞辱他。
Jesus forgives Peter.
他饶恕了他。
Jesus knows how awful Peter feels.
他也知道彼得他的感觉一定是非常的糟糕。
And desires to lead him to reconcile their relationship.
但是主耶稣想让他一起来和他和好。
Jesus knows that people make mistakes.
主耶稣知道人会犯错误。
That following emotions do not always help us make good decisions.
而接下来的那个我们的感情感受呢，并不会帮助我们来做出好的决定。
Jesus knows this about us.
主耶稣对我们很了解。
The love of Jesus is so great to us.
主耶稣的爱真的是太好了。
Jesus comes to forgive Peter and forgives him.
他来找到彼得，来饶恕了他。
And he does so with us.
他也是这样对我们的。
How do we know this?
我们怎么知道呢？
Because of the way Jesus treats Peter.
因为我们从主耶稣对待彼得的那个方式上面，我们就知道。
Jesus puts this matter behind him.
主耶稣呢不再提这个事情。
And he actually puts Peter in a position of serving again.
而且呢，他把彼得呢重新放到侍奉的位置上面去。
Peter is Jesus' disciple once again.
他彼得呢又再次成为主耶稣的门徒。
How would we treat people?
我们怎么样来对待别人？
How do we treat people reveals that we have forgiven people.
我们怎么样对待别人，就表现了我们是不是已经饶恕他们。
How are you treating those around you? God has called you to love.
你
是怎么样对待那些上帝要你去爱的人的。
Jesus does hold Peter accountable for his actions, though.
但是呢，主耶稣呢也是让彼得为他自己的行为来负责的。
Notice the name he calls Peter.
你注意到他叫彼得的那个名称了吗？
Simon, son of John.
他叫他说约翰的儿子西门。
It was Jesus who gave Simon the name Peter.
其实呢，主耶稣呢已经把西门的名字改为彼得了。
Before Simon could regain his name,
在他可以重新使用彼得这个名字之前，
before he could be put back in ministry,
在他被重新的放到侍奉的位置上之前，
Jesus wanted to know his heart.
耶稣呢想知道他的心。
A loving heart for Jesus meant Peter could be trusted by Jesus.
如果他的心爱耶稣，耶稣就知道耶稣可以再次的信任他。
If Simon is sorry for, pardon me. If Simon is sorry, there is hope for this relationship with Jesus.
如果彼得，如果西蒙他已经后悔了，难过了，那就是说明他和耶稣之间的关系呢，可以重新的建立起来。
If Simon is sorry, there is a change of heart.
如果西蒙他，难过了，后悔了，那他的心已经改变了。
If Simon is sorry, he understands the depth of what Jesus has truly done for him.
如果他难过了，就说明他知道了耶稣为他做的事情是多么的，多么的伟大。
If Simon is sorry, he will know the importance of forgiving others.
如果他难过了，就表明他知道了饶恕别人的重要。
If Simon is sorry, he will know how to share the love of Jesus when it's his turn to now forgive others.
如果他觉得难过了，那他表明说，轮到他去饶恕别人的时候，他就知道怎么样去跟别人分享耶稣的爱。
Jesus has forgiven you.
主耶稣已经饶恕了你。
Out of his love for you, it's time to forgive others.
因为他对你的爱，现在是你来饶恕别人的时候了。
Jesus says, I love you.
耶稣说，我爱你。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Second encouragement is this.
第二个鼓励是
God uses failures.
神可以用我们的失败。
Peter failed big time.
彼得呢，失败得很惨。
He didn't just stumble, he fell flat on his face.
他并不是只是小小的绊了一下，他是真正的跌得很厉害。
He told the one he had loved, he hated.
他告诉 Sorry.
He told the one he loved, he now hated him.
他原来说他很爱很爱的，其实呢他都背叛了。
Big promises, big letdowns.
他说他可以做到这样这样的，其实呢他完全没有做到。
Anybody here feel like Peter?
这里有人觉得像彼得吗？
Because Peter is now reconciled to Jesus Christ.
因为他现在已经又重新和耶稣和好了。
Jesus says, "Feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep."
耶稣就告诉他说：“你喂养我的羊，你牧养我的羊，你喂养我的羊。”
Prove it, Peter.
耶稣就叫他要证明出来。
Prove that you love me.
证明你爱我。
Jesus gives Peter a second chance.
耶稣给彼得第二次的机会。
Who here needs a second chance?
在这里在座的有没有谁需要第二次的机会？
We all do.
我们所有的人都需要。
Romans 3 says, For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
在罗马书的第三章里面就说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Jesus uses failures.
耶稣可以利用我们的失败。
That means he uses me and you.
也就是说他可以利用我
和你。Woo-hoo! You don't have to.
真是很好的事情。
We are to treat people the way Jesus treats us.
我们也应该去对待别人，就像耶稣对待我们那样。
We forgive others, and when they are sorry, we give them opportunities to build trust.
我们去饶恕他们，如果他们难过了，我们就给他们机会去重新来建立信任。
But how can we do this?
但是我们怎么样才能做到呢？
When we look at the way Jesus looks at us.
我们就要去看耶稣是怎么样来对待我们。
When we look at the way Jesus treats us,
就看耶稣对待我们的方式。
We choose to put others first and change because of the love Jesus has for us.
我们选择把别人放到比我们自己更重要的位置上，因为耶稣爱我们。
If you're struggling with humility and change,
如果你觉得谦卑和改变很困难，
go and look at how Jesus loves you.
那就去看看耶稣是怎么样来爱你的。
Does anybody recognize this person?
你认识这一位男士吗？
About 2 years ago, he was on the news.
大概在两年以前呢，他这位是上了新闻的。
His name is Simon Cunan.
他的名字叫 Simon Cunan.
You may remember the story.
你也许会记得这条新闻。
It was in Thailand with a soccer team of 12 boys and a coach.
那是在泰国的一个青少年的一个足球队和他们的教练。
They went for a hike in caves in Thailand.
他们到一个山洞里面去郊游。
And the waters rose while they were in the caves.
当他们在山洞里面的时候呢，那个水呢就涨起来了。
And they got trapped. They could not get out.
所以呢，他们就被堵在那个山洞里面，不能出来。
For many days they were trapped.
他们在那里呢待了好几天。
The distance to get out to safety was too great.
那个从他们所在的地方到洞口呢，距离很远。
Simon was one of the Navy SEAL divers who rescued the boys from the cave.
Simon 呢，这一位呢，他就是去营救的那个海军的潜水员当中的一位。
As he was about to rescue the boys,
当他进去要开始这个营救的时候
，he gathered them together.
他把这些孩子们招聚在一起。
And he said this to them, when we get you out of this, what are you going to do with your life? What are you going to make of yourself?
他就问这些孩子说，当你们离开这个洞以后，你一生要做什么样的事情？你要成为什么样的人？
We remember Simon because he died getting the boys out of the cave.
我们纪念Simon, 因为他在营救的时候呢，为了这些孩子们呢，献出了他的生命。
Simon died rescuing the boys.
Simon 死了呢，是因为救这些孩子们。
He gave his life for those boys.
他把他的生命给出来，为了那些孩子们。
They didn't ask him to.
他们没有叫他这样做。
Their parents did not ask them to.
他们的父母也没有这样要求他。
He volunteered his life for the boys.
他这样做是出于他的自愿的。
They survived. He did not.
他们活下来了，但是他自己没有活下来。
This is Jesus to us.
这就是主耶稣对我们所做的事情。
He saved us and it cost him his life.
他来为了救我们，付出了他的生命的代价。
Jesus says to Peter and to us today.
今天，主耶稣对彼得和对我们说，
When I get you out of this sin mess.
当你离开了这一大堆罪所带来的乱七八糟的困境以后
，Which he has，
你现在的困境
，What are you going to do with your life？
当你走出这个困境之后，你要用你的一生来做什么呢
？Who is your life？
谁是你的生命
？What are you going to make of yourself？
你到底要让你自己成为一个什么样的人呢
？He says this，
他在这样问你
，Do you love me？
你。爱我吗?
Let's pray. Father,
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you for being so gracious.
天父，谢谢你对我们有这样的恩典。
Thank you for showing us the way to love.
也谢谢你来表现给我们看是怎么样来爱。
Thank you for loving us.
谢谢你爱我们。
Thank you for paying the price to love us.
谢谢你为爱我们付出代价。
Thank you for giving us the freedom because of your love.
谢谢你，因为你的爱，你给了我们自由。
Thank you for giving us the ability to love.
也谢谢你给我们爱的能力。
Thank you for those around us to love.
谢谢你给我们周围安排有人，以至于我们可以去爱。
May we never forget this love.
让我们永不忘记这个爱。
Show us how to live out of your love.
让我们知道怎么样来活出你的爱
，so we can transform this community around us，
以至于我们可以来改变我们周围的环境。
In the name of Jesus Christ，
我们这样的祷告是奉我主耶稣的名。
Who gives us life where there was only death？
是那一位以他的死来使我们活的人。
We love you，
我们爱你。
Amen。
Amen。